This is a movie review of the movie Joker, released in 2019. We've just had the Golden Globes, and many of you will know that the Best Actor was awarded to Joaquin Phoenix for his portrayal of Arthur Fleck, stroke the Joker, in this movie. So when I came to the movie a couple of days ago, I was aware of that, and also that he has been nominated for the Oscar, and so had high expectations. Now, let's have some detail. The movie is directed and written by Todd Phillips, previously famous for his work with The Hangover, and the cinematographer was Lawrence Scherr here. The cast then, as I say, in the lead role, we have Joaquin Phoenix as Arthur Fleck. Robert De Niro plays Mary Franklin. He's a talk show host who's idolised by Arthur. Zazie Beetz plays Sophie Dumont, who's a neighbour of Arthur. He lives in a high-rise in a flat on one of the floors, and Sophie has a flat down the hall. She's a one-parent family. She has a young child. Frances Conroy plays Arthur's mother, Penny, and Brett Cullen plays Thomas Wayne. Now he links in here. He is the rich businessman in the city of Gotham, and we get to meet his young son, Bruce, and that's the link that this movie has, Gotham City, with the Marvel Batman flicks. Bruce Wayne, if you might recall, became Batman in his part-time job to save Gotham City from criminal elements such as the Joker and others. So that's how the film links in with the Batman series. Although I have to say, it really has little bearing on this movie other than the fact that it's set in Gotham, and Gotham is a dark criminal underworld which is bordering on anarchy, which we'll come to later. So the movie is totally dominated by Arthur Fleck. Arthur is a man who has a quite significant personality disorders. He lives with his mother. She is in ill health. He does his best to take care of her. Early on, we know little of the background. Later, we find out that his father is one Thomas Wayne, who had a fling with Penny when she was employed by him. We also learn that he goes about his work. He has a number of jobs. One, he's a stand-up comedian, and he dresses as a Joker. His act is at times amusing, but it's also quite dark. He also gets employed from time to time to carry out specific functions. We find him midway through the script going along to a children's ward in a hospital to try and brighten up the youngster's day as he's dressed as a Joker. However, he hasn't really got his script dialed in to help the youngsters feel joy and happiness. His material is rather controversial, and he ends up losing that job. And also, he from time to time acts as a sandwich board man on the streets, as an ad man for various for an agency, and various people employ him because, again, he dresses very colourfully as a Joker, which attracts attention. So collectively, this makes sufficient cash for him to take care of his money. However, early on, we witness events that suggest that he is a target for undesirables amongst the fraternity. He gets attacked by a group of lads and mugged as such whilst he's doing his work as a sandwich man, and they destroy the board and give him a real beating. He also has problems when he's on public transport. There's an incident where he catches the eye of a young black girl who's with her mother. She's only maybe 5 or 6 years of age, and he uses sort of facial gestures to make her laugh and smile, but is quickly reprimanded by the mother, who sees him as a potential dangerous kettle of fish. So all in all, events happen to him which reinforce the fact that he's different and suggest to him that his life is unbearable. Following the mugging, an associate at the agency offers him a toy and suggests that he should use this for protection. It is in fact a gun, and this becomes significant later on as Arthur degenerates into further scenarios of mental illness. He has an hysterical laugh, but he also has a card that suggested this is part of a psychiatric condition. He also is involved in counselling, and he's told by the counsellor that her funding is being stopped, and so his access to medication for his personality disorder becomes under threat. This further unhinges him, and so the movie basically slides into more and more psychological chaos for Arthur. Initially, he presents as a man who's just about managing his life, but this soon loses, this perception is soon lost as his activities become more delinquent and more unhinged, and we witness violence, extreme violence, in the latter third of the movie. Arthur unearths information about his past, the fact that he was effectively orphaned, but it was because his mother was regarded as psychiatrically ill, and he was separated from her. We also learn, he learns about the origins of his father and attempts to make contact with Wayne. There's a very unsavoury scene at the gates to the entrance to the Wayne mansion, where he comes across Bruce as a young boy and also the security guard. It's a very very disturbing scene. And then latterly, when Arthur approaches his father, and his father denies flatly that he is the father, and becomes very critical of Arthur's mother, which again inflames him. The movie, I found that the movie was of use, really, in seeing how a person can be destroyed by the early life experiences, and then through the environmental circumstances of being disliked by members of the public, and how this can have a catastrophic effect, as one plunges towards psychosis. As a link with the Marvel comments, I'm not an expert in this field. This type of movie is not really on my radar. I have actually watched Batman movies, and certainly the latter ones, particularly the one with Heath Ledger, was certainly worth watching, and Christopher Nolan's Batman Rising. But I am not an expert, and so I find it difficult to get into that area, even within this film. But as I said, I didn't think it was a vital ingredient of the plot. It's more about how this man plunges into psychosis and lets rip on society based on the fact that he feels that his life is worthless and that maybe he will become famous in death by coming to into the clutches of law enforcement. So that's my take on this movie. As for Phoenix's performance, well, it's certainly impacting on you. He certainly runs the ringer in terms of his emotional unhingement. He has a contrast of emotions through the scenes. It's certainly a high-powered performance. He's probably going to win the Oscar, but I'm saddened that when the nominations came through, that there was no nomination for Robert De Niro in The Irishman. But anyway, I suggest you watch this movie. The violence is gross and really extreme, although it's fair to say that it doesn't occur that often. But be wary of taking young children to see this movie. That's my take on the Joker then.